It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 99 degrees. KSL's top story. Another rec center is struggling to hire summer staff. A popular summer camp in Sandy has had to cancel their July and August camps because they can't find enough counselors. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
This is the Rebel Camp offered by Sandy City, and kids get to swim, go on 2 field trips a week, and do a lot of arts and crafts. But camp officials say the part-time jobs normally filled by teens were the ones they couldn't fill for July and August, so they had to cancel. Parents who spoke with KSL say they are in no way angry at the camp, just that it's a sad situation for their kids, and now they have to scramble to find proper daycare for their children.
Some teens didn't take jobs with the camp because they already had another job or they were busy with sports. We are developing news on KSL News Radio. This fire burning in southwestern Utah is moving quickly. Utah Fire is now reporting it's gone from 50 acres to 5,000 in a very short period of time. It's the Flat Fire. It's on the northern edge of Dixie National Forest, north of St. George, between the cities of Beryl and Enterprise. They've evacuated people who live in Enterprise. Fire officials say every resource in southern Utah is working this fire. Crews believe that it was started by lightning. And more breaking news on KSL News Radio. KSL Sports reports both Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell will warm up with the team tonight, and they'll see how they feel before they decide whether they're in the game. KSL Sports insider Ben Anderson told me this afternoon it's going to be hard to keep Donovan off the court.
I would be stunned if he didn't give it a go. As you mentioned, it's do or die. This is your last chance if you want to keep your season alive. He sounds like he desperately does, so the Jazz have tried to keep him out of games because of injury in the past. I bet they both suit up and give the Jazz a good chance tonight.
Yeah, this is for all the marbles. It tips off in L.A., Jazz and Clippers, just after 8 o'clock tonight. Utah legend John Stockton is becoming the subject of some Twitter ire today after he turned up in an anti-vax conspiracy documentary. In a short clip, Stockton says the virus isn't keeping us in our homes, but rather it's guys making decisions who are keeping us scared. Stockton says he's done a significant amount of research to learn the truth. The documentary is called COVID and the Vaccine, Truth, Lies, and Misconceptions Revealed. Some fans are calling for a mask to be put on Stockton's statue outside Vivint. A record number of people around the world were forced to flee their homes in 2020. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the UN High Commission on Refugees says 82.4 million people around the world were driven from their homes by violence and human rights violations.
We're now in excess of 1% of humanity being forcibly displaced.
Commissioner Filippo Grandi saying the millions were forced to flee due to war, persecution, and discrimination. President Biden announces the nation has reached the mark of 300 million COVID vaccines administered in arms in 150 days.
We got here because of the American people stepping up and getting vaccinated, helping family, friends, neighbors get vaccinated.
The president also encouraging those who are hesitant to get the vaccine to help battle the new Delta variant. Former President Mike Pence speaking to religious conservatives today.
It is great to be back with so many patriots dedicated to faith and freedom and the road to the majority.
And Pence faced off with hecklers as well during the event. The hecklers calling him a traitor. The small group wearing Make America Great Again ball caps were immediately escorted out of the conference hall. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're learning new information about the man arrested and accused of a shooting spree in suburban Phoenix yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone reports one person was killed, 12 injured, all random victims.
The suspect is 19-year-old Ashen Tricarico, under arrest and being held. In new court documents, prosecutors say Tricarico admitted to some of the shootings on Thursday. In his vehicle, police found an AR-15 with two magazines. At the crime scene, they found .223 caliber shell casings. In a post-arrest interview with police, Tricarico indicating he believed people had been following him and that every vehicle around him had people pointing guns at him. He claimed he had been working as a security guard when he was involved in a shooting last month, and that since then he believes people have been after him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Logan man is arrested and accused of raping and manipulating a 16-year-old girl. According to police documents, 23-year-old Scott Preston Faree sent the girl text messages telling her to perform specific acts from another number and name. The girl's mother told police she was concerned about text messages with some type of devil worship language. Those messages were sent over several months last fall. The girl also told police she would follow the instructions in the texts because she was afraid for her safety and the safety of her family. KSL News Time 6:36. Time for a check on traffic. Ricky Meese, what are you seeing?
Lingering delays. It's a little late for this time of the drive home, but if you're in Utah County, slowdowns remain on southbound I-15 from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork almost to Linden. And for Davis County drivers, it's still bogged down northbound I-15, Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is next on KSL at 6:36.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.